welcome to Tea and Strumpets, a Regency romance review. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Kelsey.
And today we're back with the Bridgertons.
Yes, we are. You thought we were done with them after all that we've done so far, but we're not. Because
no.
We're not even halfway through our second epilogues.
We are not. And these episodes are much requested, so we're excited to get back to them. And I'm so glad people enjoy them because they're a nice, fun jaunt for us as well. And certainly we've got to get these done before season two comes out.
Absolutely. Speaking of season two, we all got some shocking news recently.
Oh, so shocking.
Yes. And it's about Reggae leaving the show.
Yes. So he is not going to be Reggae John Page is not going to be on season two or beyond, as far as we know, which I think a lot of, you know, lay people, non-romance people are like very surprised about. But I don't know. As a romance person, he got us happily ever after.
I mean, my only question when I saw the news was, what about the Pall Mall game?
Oh.
So I wonder if he might be coming back for the one episode. My fingers crossed, because he did say that I read a thing that was his own words. And he was like, no, like he was only like he had a beginning, middle and end character arc. Like he was never going to have like a big role to play in the second season. So, of course, like I was really only planning to do it the one season. Which makes sense, but I'm like, but there is this one scene in The Viscount Who Loved Me that does feature the Duke, and I'm wondering if he, like, makes an appearance or if they're going to have to sub in somebody else.
I think you're dreaming, girl. I think that they didn't want to pay the big money because he got so many – he's in so many projects. And then I saw somebody else say, like – well, maybe he's free for Black Panther now, which I wouldn't be surprised about.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Best of luck to him. He is fabulous.
Absolutely.
And I can't
he's
wait
fabulous,
to see him in everything.
He's fabulous, gorgeous, wonderful. And we wish him all the best. And thank you so much for being our Duke of Hastings.
For sure. He was brilliant. And I wouldn't want any other Duke. As far as the Pall Mall scene, I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess it's Benedict. I guess that they sub in Benedict.
Oh, that would make sense. I can see that happening.
Or there'll be some other guest of, you know, maybe there'll be like a, you know, a different party guest who they sub in that's like competing for someone's affections, Edwina or Kate.
I'm wondering if there's like a second, you know, one of those secondary stories that we are learning about so far. I wonder if maybe there's one of those characters coming into play.
And I saw that they cast Edwina. And
yes.
I just want to say, Edwina and Kate are equally beautiful. I don't
and
know.
And let's talk about their mother, Mary. I also saw that Mary's been cast too. Also gorgeous.
Oh my gosh.
Cast, and then they also cast, where did I see it? I can't remember, but then they also, they cast two other characters, but one of which I didn't remember the name. Like, I didn't remember the name as clearly. They're like, his name, like, as cast is Jack. And I'm like, who's Jack?
Probably it might be another like Will Mondrick who like is being written for the show. Again, we just are all waiting upon bated breath for the most important casting news of Newton, but no news of Newton yet.
No news of Newton yet. We're waiting not so patiently.
I know, but they're all of my gosh. I just cannot wait to see season two. I think it's going to be like
I can't wait.
It's going to be
epic. I'm so ready for it. It's going to be epic. I can't wait. Anyway, we're not here to talk about just about the show. We are here to talk about romancing Mr. Bridgerton.
Yes. So a little recap of where we left Colin and Penelope in romancing Mr. Bridgerton. So it ends with the reveal of Lady Whistledown after Colin and Penelope are married. And that happens at, Daphne and Simon's ball. So yeah. But also during that ball, Eloise has escaped somewhere, but nobody knows yet. So Eloise doesn't learn in that book that her best friend Penelope is Lady Whistledown. Correct. Now, in the epilogue from Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, what happens there is it's quite some time later. You know, you'd think maybe the epilogue would be, you know, Eloise and Penelope at least like having their moment, but no. So in the epilogue from Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, it's a little a year or two later, and Colin has written a book and the physical copy has arrived. Penelope helped him edit it, and she's only a month away from having her first baby. And she's also started a new writing project because after writing all of her Whistledown columns and then helping Colin edit his journals, she's feeling a little bit adrift without having a project of her own. So she started a novel, which she has titled The Wallflower. And of course, the book ends with the amazing quote, "Happy endings are all I can do. I wouldn't know how to write anything else." I remember loving it when we read it then, and I love it still.
Yes. And so our second happily ever after is actually going back in time a bit.
It is.
Yes. So since the second epilogues came out after all the books were finished, Julianne really wanted to include Penelope and Eloise rekindling after the whole, like, Lady Whistledown, who was who, and because Eloise, again, had escaped and was off, and so we are rejoined. Well, we rejoin Eloise at her wedding, and she and Penelope get to have a moment where the news is broken.
Yes.
And Penelope is terrified that Eloise is going to hate her.
Yes. So basically, this second epilogue is Eloise's wedding is happening and the Bridgertons are bantering and they're all kind of wavering back and forth. Colin and Penelope and are wavering back and forth about if they should tell Eloise now or not. And it's just like a lot of cuteness of Colin and Penelope kind of, you know, bantering. Also some Bridgerton bantering. There's a lot of good, like, Hyacinth moments in this one. Because Colin's like, we can't tell Eloise. It's her wedding. It has to be about her. And Penelope's like, but Hyacinth, like, you can't, like, and he's like, no. I bribed her.
That was the best.
All the Bridgertons are like, totally together. We're not going to tell her because it's her wedding. But then, of course, they get there and Penelope and Colin both realize we can't not tell her. She'll kill us. Like, and she'll find out from someone else. The chance of her finding out is still pretty high.
Yes, because it's the scandal that rocked London at this point. And so, yes, they're in the country. But as soon as Eloise gets correspondence from anyone, she's going to know. And they cannot risk her finding out from anyone else.
Or even just some wedding guest or some Bridgerton, you know? And so we finally, like, get the culmination. Like, it's happening. Like, they pull Eloise aside and Colin and Hyacinth are in the room with them. And Eloise is like, yes, Penelope, what do you have to tell me? And so Penelope says, you know, I am Lady Whistledown. And Eloise leans in and says, I know. And it turns out that Hyacinth had told her the night before. And Colin was like, what, Hyacinth, I paid you like £25. And I think he had paid her like 10 up front and would pay her 15 later. And Hyacinth is like, I know, but Eloise paid me £25 to know right up front. She's like, I told Eloise that I had some juicy gossip that she had to pay for. And and I have to admit, I was like a little bit let down. I was like, are you kidding me? We still didn't get the moment of Eloise like actually learning it. But it was also pretty great, that lean in of like, I know.
I know. Well, and it's just so great because, and especially, and I don't know about you, but like, I've read the second epilogue, but like, just that scene, like, can you not picture like our Eloise and Penelope from the show, like in that scene? Because I certainly can.
Oh my God, yes. Claudia Jesse going, I know.
I know. I just see her. Oh.
It was so great. Yeah, it's really cute. And just generally, like, you get such great, like, characterizations of all their characters. Even if you don't, even if I didn't get, like, exactly what I wanted, I got what the characters worth. Like, mm-hmm. I got all of them, and it was just, it was a really sweet, smiley thing. And then, of course, at the end, Colin and Penelope get snuggly in their hotel, which I thought was sweet.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, second epilogue.
I thought that this was a really, really sweet, fun one, and it was nice to finally have that resolution.
Absolutely. And I think that Eloise and Penelope were so intrinsic to each other's stories in so many ways that it wasn't fair for us not to have that confrontation. So, well, not that it was a confrontation, but it was just nice to have that moment. And of course, it wouldn't be that without Bridgerton sibling bribery.
No, it was necessary for sure. How cute. Yeah, it was a fun moment, and it felt like we finally had closure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got four more of these to go, so we'll be back with the Bridgertons in no time. But before we're done here today, we just want to remind you that if you want to find us on social media, you can find us on Instagram. This isn't going that well. Sarah, you make louder noises now, don't you? You can find us on Instagram at T as in Tom, N as in Nancy Strumpets, Twitter at the same name, Facebook /T and Strumpets, and YouTube by searching our name.
And if you're listening to us on YouTube, now is a great time to click that thumbs up and hit subscribe before you forget. Liking and commenting on our videos and subscribing to our channel is a really wonderful way to let us know that you like what we're doing.
And if you would like to know ahead of time what we're reading each month, you can subscribe to our email notifications, which are on our website. If you subscribe, you'll be the first to know what we're reading each month. Plus, you'll get all sorts of extras, including exclusive content from each of the authors who join us on the podcast. And our website is romancepod.com. And there you can find episodes, more information about us, and other resources. So be sure to take a look. And what are we reading next episode?
So before we do that, if you have any questions for us about our Pennyroyal journey, about us in general, or anything you're curious about, we'd love to hear them and answer them on a future episode. You can submit questions by going to bit.ly/askastrumpet.
Yes. So next week, we have a really special treat for you all. And I am so excited to share it with you. We are going to be joined by a fabulous guest who many of you may already be familiar with. And if you're not, it's so great because now you're going to be introduced to her and you're going to have a host of content to discover that she has made. But we are going to be joined on the podcast next week by Vanessa Zoltan, who is the host of many podcasts, including Hot and Bothered, who she did in kind of partnership with Julia Quinn, and also Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. And so I'm so excited to have her on to get to discuss A Rogue by Any Other Name by Sarah McLean. And oh my gosh, it's going to be a fabulous episode. So stay tuned for that as our first episode in May. And like I said, we can't wait to share it with you guys, so please join us next time for A Rogue by Any Other Name by Sarah McLean.
And may all your ever afters end happily.
Tea and Strumpets is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
Did you know that 82 million households tuned into at least one episode of Bridgerton on Netflix the first month it was available? And did you know that Bridgerton is based on a romance novel series by Julia Quinn? Lots of people who have never picked up a romance novel before are dipping in as a result of the Netflix adaptation. If you are one of those people who don't identify as a romance reader, but decided to read one or more of the Bridgerton novels as a result of watching the show, I am asking for your help. That's right, you. My name is Andrea Martucci, and I'm currently working on a research project to discover how Bridgerton fans are engaging with romance novels and how they perceive the romance fiction genre. I am the host of a podcast devoted to unpacking romance novels called Shelf Love Podcast. What I want to understand is how people get into romance or don't, and how new readers perceive genre conventions. So here's how you can take part in this research project. I have a survey that probably just takes about 5 minutes to fill out. You can find the survey and learn more about the research project by going to bit.ly/Bridgerton Research. That's bit.ly/Bridgerton Research. You can also find more information on my website, shelflovepodcast.com. Thank you so much for helping with this project. I really appreciate you. That link, one more time, is bit.ly/Bridgerton Research.